Louisiana Hotlines, a newsletter of the State Library of Louisiana, Talking Books and Braille Library, Office of Lieutenant Governor, Department of Culture, Recreation, and Tourism, Volume 26, Number 2, Spring 2026. Holiday Closings, April 3rd, Easter, May 25th, Memorial Day, June 19th, Juneteenth, July 3rd, Independence Day. TBBL welcomes new reader advisor. Say hello to our newest reader advisor, Jordan Gooden. Jordan is from the Baton Rouge area and recently graduated from LSU, where she studied art, creative writing, and math. She enjoys reading thrillers and true crime titles like The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson, DB 55748, which is about serial killer H.H. Holmes, who preyed on young women during the 1893 Chicago World's Fair. Jordan enjoys finding books for her TBBL readers. We're glad she's on board. 2026 Adult Summer Reading Program. The TBBL Adult Summer Reading Program will start on May 1, 2026, and will run through August 31, 2026. The theme this year is Plant a Seed, Read. If you complete the program by reading 20 books, you will be entered into a drawing to win one of 25 Big Button Talking Calculators. Note, the calculator runs on two AA batteries, which are not included. These prizes were generously provided by the Jones Foundation. If you participated last year, then you will automatically be signed up for this year's program. If you are not already signed up, please contact your reader advisor. Audiobooks, Braille books, large print books, and audio magazines all count, and we will keep track of your reading history for you. Happy reading! Talking Books Topics. NLS has announced that the Talking Books Topics, TBT, audio magazine is transitioning to duplication on demand, which means that the TBBL here in Louisiana will be filling those requests. NLS will stop sending the large print paper order forms that used to go out with each issue. If you would like the LP order form to go with the audio TBT, please contact your reader advisor to request it. You can still get the complete large print catalog and the order form online at www.loc.gov/nls/new-materials/talking-books. DA2 Audiobook Players are here. The NLS Digital Advanced Player 2 is now available for TBBL patrons. You may be interested in the DA2 player if you have Wi-Fi and use BARD, since this player has built-in Wi-Fi capabilities which allow you to download audiobook files from the BARD website onto the DA2 player. You must be able to log on to your Wi-Fi, your email account, and your BARD account on the Internet in order to use these features. The DA2 also has all the features of the current DS1 and DA1 players that TBBL readers have already been using. If you get a new DA2 player, make sure to keep the box it comes in. Please call your reader advisor to request a DA2 player. DA2 Power Cords. The power cord on the DA2 player is not permanently attached to the machine. Please note that TBBL will not be able to replace lost or damaged power cords because we do not have any replacements. If you lose your power cord, try using another USB-C type charger. If you need to return your DA2 digital player, Please remember to include the power cord and any accessories that originally came with it. Missing power cords delay availability for the next patron. Thank you for helping us keep our inventory complete and ready for everyone. NFB State Convention. The National Federation for the Blind, Louisiana State Convention will be held in Baton Rouge at the Crown Plaza from April 24th through April 26th. Check their website at www.nfbla.org to pre-register online or call 318-251-2891. Spring Book Recommendations by Sneha Padumane. DB130036, The Last Night in London by Karen White. London, 1939. Beautiful and ambitious Eva Harlow and her American best friend Precious Dubose are trying to make their way as fashion models. When Eva falls in love with Graham St. John, an aristocrat and Royal Air Force pilot, she can't believe her luck that she's getting everything she ever wanted. Then the Blitz devastates her world, and Eva finds herself slipping into a web of intrigue, spies, and secrets. As Eva struggles to protect her friendship with Precious and everything she holds dear, all it takes is one unwary moment to change their lives forever. DB127183, Iran, Between Two Revolutions, by Irvan Abrahamian. Emphasizing the interaction between political organizations and social forces, Irvan Abrahamian discusses Iranian society and politics during the period between the Constitutional Revolution of 1905 to 1909 and the Islamic Revolution of 1977 to 1979. Presented here is a study of the emergence of horizontal divisions or socioeconomic classes in a country with strong vertical divisions based on ethnicity, religious ideology, and regional particularism. DB130698, The Art Spy, The Extraordinary Untold Tale of World War II Resistance Hero Rose Valland, by Michelle Young. A riveting and stylish saga set in Paris during World War II, The Art Spy uncovers how an unlikely heroine infiltrated the Nazi leadership to save the world's most treasured masterpieces. The Art Spy is an extraordinary tale of a female hero whose courage and tenacity in a time of violence and terror is an inspiration for us all. DB130229, Murder by Cheesecake, A Golden Girls Cozy Mystery by Rachel Ekstrom Courage. When Dorothy's obnoxious date is found dead in a hotel freezer, it not only ruins a gorgeous cheesecake, but threatens the elaborate St. Olaf-themed wedding Rose is hosting. DB129801, Big Dumb Eyes, Stories from a Simpler Mind by Nate Bergazzi. From one of the hottest stand-up comedians, Nate Bergazzi brings his everyman comedy to the page in this hilarious collection of personal stories, opinions, and confessions. Nate Bergazzi used to be a genius, that is, until the summer after seventh grade, when he slipped, fell off of a cliff, hit his head on a rock, and my skull got, like, dented or something. In his highly anticipated first book, Nate talks about life as a non-genius, from stories about his first car to tales of his first apartment where he was almost devoured by rats. New York Times bestseller. DB130045, Marble Hall Murders by Anthony Horowitz. Editor Susan Ryland has left her Greek island, her hotel, and her Greek boyfriend Andreas in search of a new life back in England. Freelancing for a London publisher, she's given the last job she wants, working on an Atticus Pund continuation novel called Pund's Last Case. Worse still, she knows the new writer. DB129574, The Busybody Book Club by Freya Sampson. Having recently moved from London to a small Cornish seaside village, Nova Davies started a book club at the local community center, but so far it's a disaster. The five members disagree on everything, and to make matters worse, a significant sum of money is stolen during one of the meetings, putting the much-loved community center at risk. DB130581, Desi Arnaz, The Man Who Invented Television, by Todd S. Purdom. An illuminating biography of Desi Arnaz, the visionary, trailblazing Cuban-American who revolutionized television and brought laughter to millions as Lucille Ball's beloved husband on I Love Lucy, leaving a remarkable legacy that continues to influence American culture today. Desi Arnaz is a name that resonates with fans of classic television, but few understand the depth of his contribution to the entertainment industry. DB130236, Never Flinch, by Stephen King. When the Buckeye City Police Department receives a disturbing letter from a person threatening to kill 13 innocents and one guilty in an act of atonement for the needless death of an innocent man, Detective Izzy James has no idea what to think. Are 13 citizens about to be slaughtered in an unhinged act of retribution? As the investigation unfolds, Izzy realizes that the letter writer is deadly serious, and she turns to her friend Holly Gibney for help. DB130204, The Age of Gold, The California Gold Rush and the New American Dream, by H.W. Brands. The discovery of gold by a team of mill workers in California in 1848 sparked a frenzy that shook the world. People swarmed to California from as far afield as China and Australia. They came in the hope of making their fortunes in the New World. In this narrative, Brands brings the fervor of the gold rush vividly to life. DB130221, Battle of the Bookstores, by Ali Brady. Rivalry and romance spark when two bookstore managers, who are opposites in every way, find themselves competing for the same promotion. Despite managing bookstores on the same Boston street, Josie Klein and Ryan Lawson have never interacted much. Josie's store focuses on serious literature and Ryan sells romance only. But when the new owner of both stores decides to combine them, the two are thrust into direct competition. Only one manager will be left standing, decided by who turns the most profit over the summer. DB130273, The Age of Reconstruction, How Lincoln's New Birth of Freedom Remade the World, by Don Harrison Doyle. America's Reconstruction was, as W.E.B. Du Bois wrote, the greatest and most important step toward world democracy of all men of all races ever taken in the modern world. The Age of Reconstruction is a bracing history of a remarkable period when democracy, having survived the greatest test of the Civil War, was ascendant around the Atlantic world. DB129562, The Art of Winning, Lessons from My Life in Football, by Bill Belichick. Football is about strategy, human nature, and business. Your vision of success might involve breaking into a new competitive market in your industry, seeing solid returns on a portfolio that you've carefully prepared, inspiring your students to earn the highest scores in the district, or raising up trainees to take over your job someday. Whatever the situation, your performance is up to you. Practical, authoritative, and bursting with unforgettable inside stories, The Art of Winning is an indispensable guide to success from the greatest coach in NFL history. DB130762, The View from Lake Como, a novel by Adriana Trigiani. In blue-collar Lake Como, New Jersey, family comes first. Recently divorced from Bobby Balencia, The Perfect Husband. Jess moves into her parents' basement to hide and heal. Jess is the overlooked daughter who dutifully takes care of her parents, cooks Sunday dinner, and puts herself last. Despite her role as the family handmaiden, Jess is also a talented draftswoman in the marble business run by her confidant, her dapper Uncle Louie, who believes she can do anything once she invests in a better wardrobe. When the Capodimonde and Beretta families endure an unexpected loss, the shock unearths long-buried secrets that will force Jess to question her loyalty to those she trusted. Books and Beyond, a section for children and teens. Summer Reading Program 2026. The 2026 summer reading slogan is Plant a Seed, Read. The theme is about growing ideas that nourish our minds through exploring culture, history, health, and science. This year, everyone will get to choose a themed packet from a list of topics. NLS will also offer online programming. Invitations will be mailed out in mid-April, and the program will start on June 1st. A gracious thank you to the Jones Foundation for providing this year's Summer Reading Program prizes. From Crib to Crayons. The TBBL Early Literacy Program will start in April and is designed for children aged 0 to 6. Four literacy packets are sent throughout the year to children and their parents. Each kit will focus on one early literacy skill. For more information, contact Charlene Moore at 225-342-9563 or email tbbl.kids@libraray.la.gov. This program is made possible through the generous support of the Jones Foundation. Bell Academy 2026. The National Federation of the Blind Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning, NFB Bell Academy, helps blind and low-vision children aged 4 through 14 develop the literacy skills that will empower them to achieve their academic goals and live the lives they want. The Bell Academy will be offered in person at the Louisiana Center for the Blind from May 31st through June 6th for ages 4 through 10. The Academy for ages 11 through 14 will be July 19th through 25th. To register, contact Crystal Guillory by email at kguillory@louisianacenter.org or call 318-245-8955. Camp Able 2026. Camp Able will be June 14th through 20th at the Affiliated Blind of Louisiana in Lafayette. Registration ends April 27th, 2026. Visually impaired high school students can apply online at https://abltc.wufo.com/FORMS/M10GR1X1MZG0AZ. Call 225-521-1350 or visit www.blindgrace.net for more information. NFBLA 2026 Convention Science Sleuths STEM to You. The NFB of Louisiana is offering STEM to You, a one-day STEM camp for grades kindergarten through 12. On Friday, April 24th, from 2:30 till 6 p.m. at the Crown Plaza in Baton Rouge, camp will be held during the NFBLA convention, although convention registration is not required. For more information, contact Kristen Sims at ksims@lateach.edu or call 318-251-4554. Magnolia Rose Foundation 5K Run. The fourth annual Rose Color Run will be on April 5th from 8 a.m. till 12 p.m. at the Baker City Park located at 3325 Groom Road in Baker. Registration and event activities are from 8 to 9 a.m. The race starts at 9 a.m. with options for a 3K or 5K route. All proceeds support the Magnolia Rose Foundation for Autistic and Neurotypical Children. For pre-registration and ticket information, visit https://the-mrf.org/ROSERUN or call 225-255-2477. Autism Society celebrating 60th anniversary. The Autism Society of Greater Baton Rouge is celebrating their 60th year in 2026. There will be three upcoming meetings offering activities and fun. Meeting dates are Saturdays, June 13th, September 12th, and December 12th. Meetings are held at the Bluebonnet Regional Library between 2 to 4 p.m. For more information, contact Beryl at 225-244-6222 or email AUTISMSOCIETYGBR@gmail.com. Spring Resource Night in Lake Charles. Calcasieu Parish School Board's Direct and Related Services Department will host a Spring Resource Night for deaf, hard of hearing, blind, and visually impaired students and their families on March 31st from 4 to 6:30 p.m. at Edge Pavilion on 3700 West Prion Lake Road in Lake Charles. Students from Calcasieu and surrounding parishes are invited to participate in various fun activities, including an Easter egg hunt. Local and state agencies, colleges, and businesses will be present to offer resources to students aged 3 through 21. For more information, contact Krista Folks at 337-217-4300, extension 3614. Second Annual Disability Awareness Day. Disability Awareness Day at the Louisiana State Capitol will be on May 4th. Disability-based organizations can meet with legislators and the Governor's Advisory Council on Disability Affairs during a high-level panel discussion titled From Lived Experience to Lasting Policy, moderated by Mark Raymond Jr., founder and CEO of the Split Second Foundation. Email questions to info@splitsecondfoundation.org. Summer Fun Digital Magazine. Families Helping Families of Greater New Orleans is excited to share their Summer Fun Digital Magazine, packed with ideas, resources, and opportunities to help families make the most of the season. This free guide is located at https://fhfofgno.org/resources/recreation-2. Summer Camp Roundup for 2026. The following is a list of upcoming no-cost or moderately low-cost 2026 summer camps serving Louisiana. Med Camps, Camp Big Hearts, will be July 26th through 31st. Free for children ages 6 through 16 with hearing, speech, and vision disabilities. Contact info@medcamps.org or call 318-329-8405. Louisiana Lions Camp in Anacoco will offer two free camps for physically challenged youth ages 7 through 19. Dates are June 28th through July 4th and July 5th through the 11th, 2026. Call 337-239-6567 or email offficelcc@gmail.com for registration details. Camp Tiger in Shreveport will be offered free June 8th through 12th, 2026. Email camptigershv@lsuhs.edu for more information. Blind Grace is offering a free art camp Wednesday, April 8th at the Baton Rouge Goodwood Library for students in grades K through 5th. For details, call Blanche Falk at 225-521-1350 or visit www.blindgrace.net to register. Space Camp for Visually Impaired Students will be September 27th through October 2nd, 2026, in Huntsville, Alabama. Contact Dan Oates at 304-851-5680 or by email at scivis.oates@gmail.com for prices, scheduling, and scholarships. Support our TBBL Friends organization. The Jones Foundation acknowledges the following donors for their generous contributions: Chris Hayes, George Hill, Cynthia L. Simpson, Lizelle W. Alexander. Since 1981, the Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation has acted as a friends group for the Talking Books and Braille Library in the State Library of Louisiana. It provides a mechanism for accepting donations to enhance and support services to the blind and physically handicapped community statewide. The Jones Foundation directly supplements the programs and initiatives of TBBL within the State Library. It is a primary sponsor of the State Library's large print collection, TBBL Summer Reading Program, Staff Enrichment, and Early Literacy Program. To contribute, make checks payable to the Jones Foundation and mail to the following address: Mrs. W. Carruth Jones Foundation, 1131 North River Road, Port Allen, Louisiana, 70767. All donations are tax deductible. Anyone who makes a donation receives a one-year membership to the Jones Foundation. For meeting information, call Sheila Coleman at 225-342-4942. TBBL Directory. Library Address: Talking Books and Braille Library, 701 North 4th Street, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70802. Phone Numbers: Baton Rouge, 225-342-0035. Statewide, 1-800-543-4702. Fax: 225-342-6817. Special Services: Music Section, 800-424-8567. Braille Service, 800-453-4293. Email: tbbl@libraray.la.gov. tbblkids@libraray.la.gov. Walk-in hours: Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. Phone and email hours: Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Library services: audiobooks and magazines, braille books and magazines, large print books and big books, online catalog, Bard download service, Bard mobile apps, newspaper reading service. Eligibility: any Louisiana resident who is unable to read or use standard print materials as a result of a temporary or permanent visual or physical limitation is eligible to receive free library services.